Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We don't know how he died. Cancer or some other illness that finally gave death the victory over life. A serious accident at work. A horse and chariot that failed to stop at the intersection. Or maybe he died by an overdose. Or by sword violence. Maybe he finally succumbed to the depression and to the devil and committed suicide. Or maybe he just went to sleep and didn't wake up. It doesn't really matter, though, does it? Like all those before him and those who come after him, he died. And in the face of death, the world simply has nothing to offer. No human words suffice. No amount of makeup and hairspray can bring the color back to his face or the breath back into his lungs. Still, we prepare the body as nicely as we can, and with as much reverence and composure as we can muster, we travel to the cemetery and bury him. And then we go our way, trying to pay attention to the things in the world of the living, while our thoughts are very far away. But it would not happen like that on this day, not this time. The procession of death is halted in its tracks as it meets the procession of life at the narrow gate coming out of the city of Nain. There's really only one thing that can happen. It was a strange and dreadful strife when life and death contended. The victory remained with life. The reign of death was ended. Holy Scripture plainly saith that death is swallowed up by death. Its sting is lost forever. Alleluia. That's what happened. Jesus sees the widow and her son, and he has compassion on her. If anyone else came up to the woman and said, "Do not weep," after she had already lost her husband and now her only son, the entire crowd would have been offended. Perhaps some of them in this crowd still were offended. But Jesus' words are not like the words of man. His words are comfort and life. The procession of death must stop when he speaks. "Young man, I say to you, arise." And though dead men tell no tales, this dead man sits up and begins to speak. The text doesn't record for us what he says, but we know that since the Lord gave him breath, since the Lord opened his lips, his mouth was certainly declaring God's glory and praise. But because the world has nothing to offer in the face of death, because people are not used to hearing the word of life in the face of death, when someone comes along who not only has something to say, but who actually has an answer to the problem that we will all face, to the universal problem of death, those who hear that word and see and witness the miraculous event that accompanied that word, they are seized with fear. Not so much because they're worried about being struck down because of their sin. They've just seen exactly the opposite happen. But because only God has power over death, and though their knowledge is not complete, it is evident to all who are in the crowd that God has visited his people. Today, many a mother wishes that she could experience the joy of having her son or daughter return to her in this life, after there has been a tragic and early death. And though we do not see the divine intervention as clearly in our day as in the days of our Lord, it does not mean that God is not in control or that he is not with his people still. It wasn't long after Jesus raised the widow's son from the dead that he was being marched out of the city gate as a dead man himself. And on that Good Friday, it appeared as though death had had the final word. It appeared to all that the dead man would tell no more tales, that he would open his mouth no more. But it wasn't to be on that day either. The devil and his evil minions had not won the day at all. The Lord of life defeated death and the devil, and he did not remain silent about it. First, he descended into hell to proclaim his victory to the captives. And then, after keeping the Sabbath in his earthen tomb, he took up his life and his human body again, and he burst forth from his tomb as victor over death and the devil once and for all. First, he appeared to many believers. Then he sent his apostles and disciples to tell the whole world what he had done. What was at first whispered behind locked doors and spoken in quiet conversation is now shouted from the rooftops to the praise and glory of God, who has not only visited, but who still remains with his people. Your Lord is the Lord of the living, not of the dead. He has opened paradise again by his sacrifice, and because he lives, those who are in him live also. You live in him. The whole town came to know that the wages of their sin is death, and that in their mortal bodies they would one day die. But they also learned that because of Jesus Christ, they did not need to live in fear of the devil, or of their sins, or even of that day of death. For the Lord of life met death head on, and he has destroyed its power and its sting forever. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Death has been swallowed up by Jesus Christ. Today, the same Lord who raised the widow's son has spoken his word of life and forgiveness in your ears. He has washed away your sins in holy baptism. And now he feeds you again with his own body and blood to comfort your troubled conscience, to take away your fear, and to strengthen you for the trials and the tribulations of this earthly life. He does it all. He makes you alive, he saves you, he prepares you for the eternal life that is yet to come. Let us pray. Forgive me, Lord, for thy dear son, the ill this day that I have done, that with the world, myself, and thee, I ere I sleep at peace may be. Teach me to live that I may dread the grave as little as my bed. Teach me to die, that so I may rise glorious at the awful day. Oh, may my soul in thee repose, and my sweet sleep my eyelids close. Sleep that shall me more vigorous make to serve my God when I awake. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guards and keeps your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.